every single day. This is my Bible.
This is my Bible.
My Bible is
my Bible.
The Word of God.
Word of God.
And God's Word is the revelation of His will for my life. Whatever it says I am, that's what I am. Whatever it says I can do,
I can do it.
Whatever it says I have, I claim it in Jesus' name. Father God, I thank you for the opportunity we have to hear your word, to teach your word, and to preach your word. Father God, bless your people as they hear it and become doers of it in Jesus' precious name. Amen. You may be seated. Praise God. Amen. I want to wish Pastor Mary a happy birthday. We'll try to sing to her after I'm finished preaching, all right? Hallelujah. And I also want to congratulate Yar, who's graduating tomorrow. Hallelujah. I remember when she came here, she was just a little bitty girl. Now she's just a little bitty girl that's graduating. Hey, to those of us who are parents, our children are always little. Praise God. I want to thank God for our brothers and our sister in the back. I'm so happy to see y'all this morning. I'm excited that you came here and that you chose to worship with us this morning. And God bless you. Hallelujah. I'm proud of Famata and her evangelistic efforts. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We're going to continue in our series on miracles are for today. Say miracles are for today.
Miracles are for today.
Say they're not for yesterday.
They're not
just for the future.
But
they're for today. So
I don't believe.
When someone says they passed away, because miracles,
God's mighty miracles
are for today.
Hallelujah.
God's word says that God does miracles today. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
And people will tell you that God does not do miracles today, and I'm here to tell you that they do. We are a miracle believing church. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
We are a church that's going to expect on a consistent basis God's healing power manifesting in this place. Glory to God.
Amen.
I expect for people to get healed here. I expect when somebody comes here and tells me they got cancer or they got polio or whatever they have you, I expect God to do a miracle on their behalf. Praise
Amen.
God. Some people, they pray and they expect God, they want God to do a miracle, not expect they want Him to do a miracle, and then when it doesn't happen, they're not disappointed because they never believed it was really going to happen anyway. They were just kind of hoping it would happen. But see me, I'm disappointed when it don't happen. Praise God.
Amen.
And I try to find out what is going on that's keeping it from happening. So I am a person who expects miracles for today. Praise God.
Amen.
And it is my job and my challenge and my desire to build your faith to where you will expect miracles along with me, because we understand that the way to bring people to Jesus Christ is for them to know that God is real. Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen. I was just walking down the street a couple of days ago, going to get me some lunch. I had in my mind to go to one restaurant, but then the Lord spoke to me and told me, go down to that restaurant around the corner over there. And so I've learned not to argue with God. Amen. I've learned that it is a waste of time, because God always wins the argument. So I turned, I went down to the restaurant. I didn't know why God would have me do it, but you know, I went to the restaurant. The restaurant didn't look all that appealing to me. But then I went in there and I ordered some food anyway. God, very nice guy, gave me food. And then he told me it was $8.59. I reached in my pocket, all I had was $8. And he said, oh, no, don't worry about the 59 cents. It's just 59 cents. I said, no, I'm a Christian. I said, I've got to give you that 59 cents back. I can't give it to you right now. He says, oh, yeah, I believe in God, too. So then that just got the conversation started. Me and him got to talking, and I told him, yeah, Jesus is coming back soon. And he's telling me, well, I really hope so. You really believe he is? I said, yes, he's coming back soon. He says, I really, really hope so, because this world is horrible. I said, he's coming back soon, my friend. I said, are you going to church anywhere? The standard answer you always hear from them. Well, I believe in God in my heart, and I just pray in my heart, but I don't necessarily go to church anymore. Do you know how often I hear that answer from people? See, they believe in God. But many people don't know how real God is. Because if they knew he was really, really real, they would be in church somewhere. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. But and granted, there are people who have been hurt by church. I truly understand that because I've been hurt by church. Hallelujah. That's why I'm trying. We're trying here to build a church where people will know that they are loved. Now, we're not perfect because none of us here are perfect. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I was telling a brother who came to visit a couple of weeks ago and who told me he was hurt by, had been hurt in church. I told him, well, you come here, don't expect for us to be perfect. But there's a saying. The saying is that if you find a perfect church, don't join it because it won't be perfect anymore. Amen.
You
you'll get that eventually. If you find a perfect church, don't join it because it will not be perfect anymore because you are imperfect. Praise God.
Amen.
I'm imperfect. But we're trying to build a work here where people know that they are loved. And one thing that people got to understand is that God is a miracle working God. The only way you're going to draw people is by showing them that God loves them and that God is real. Praise God.
Amen.
If people don't understand that God is real and they don't understand that he's full of love, then all they're going to get is the same type of religious tripe that they got in other churches. You know, where they were beaten down by the pastor, where the pastor beat them down and fussed about money all the time. Where they were beaten down and about the sin that they were in, instead of the people rescuing them and trying to get them free from the sin, instead they were beaten up because of the sin. Well, we don't want that here, praise God.
Amen.
We don't believe in sin. We are a holiness church, but we don't beat you down because you're in sin. Amen?
Amen.
We love people. And so people got to understand that the only way to get free from sin is that they got to know that there is a miracle working God who brings deliverance from sin.
Amen.
See, if on my own, I would not be free from sin. On my own, I would still be out there doing stuff that I ain't supposed to be doing. We wouldn't even be married right now because I would probably be in sin. Praise God.
Amen.
But it's because of Jesus that I was set free from sin. So I know that God is a miracle working God because the things I used to do, I just don't want to do them anymore.
Amen.
Before, I used to want to do them. I wanted to be free from them too, but at the same time, I still wanted to do them. Now I just simply don't want to do them. Praise God. Does it mean that I don't, do I get tempted? Oh yeah. I'm tempted just like everybody else. Jesus was tempted. I'm not above my master. But I don't do those things I used to do. Praise God.
Amen.
But the only way for you to get free from sin is to know that you have a God who still does miracles today. Turn with me to John chapter 14. This is our foundation text. The week before last, we told you that the promise in John chapter 14 is a reference to miracles, praise God. It is not a reference, as some people try to claim, to nice works of feeding the poor or giving to the homeless and things like that. Now, those works are important. We believe in doing them. But what we're saying here is that in John 14, 12, Jesus is not telling you that the works that he did are, or the, what he's talking about in this particular instance, because he did give to the poor. He did help the poor. He did help those who were in need. But in this particular passage of scripture, Jesus is not making a reference to physical or spiritual or religious works. What he is talking about in this particular reference is miracles. Say miracles.
Miracles.
Say Jesus works.
Jesus works.
Are miracles.
Miracles.
Praise God. Even when he did feed the poor, one time when he had 5,000 people who was following him and listening to his teaching, and they were hungry, all he had was 2 fishes and 5 loaves of bread. Now, how are you going to feed 5,000 people with 2 fishes and 5 loaves of bread? Jesus did. Well, Pastor Troy, that was back then. Well, you know, one time I heard about a woman in Korea go to Dr. Cho's church, who had small barrel of rice. She would pray, and every day God would fill that barrel miraculously. Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
That's all. And she, every single day, she had rice to eat without having to go buy some, because she ain't had no money to buy any. But God met her miraculously. God still does these kind of miracles today. Glory to God.
Amen.
I tell you, I serve a miracle working God. I've seen him work so many miracles. And we looked at also that God never changes his mind concerning his promises. God never changes his mind. Say, God.
God.
Never changes his mind.
Never changes his mind.
Concerning his promises. When you meet his conditions. Say, when you meet his condition.
When you meet his condition.
All right. See, because God will change his mind about his promise if you don't meet his condition. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Just, if you don't believe that, ask Israel. God had promised to bring them into the promised land. But they disobeyed God, so they didn't make it in. Praise God.
Amen.
That was their fault, not God's. It wasn't that God went back on his promise. It's that they did not meet God's conditions. Glory to God. Today we're going to talk about the fact that faith is required in order to receive the promises of God concerning miracles. See, you can't have miracles apart from faith. If you want, there is faith and then there is fatalism. There is faith and there is fatalism. What's the difference? Faith targets something. Faith expects something. Faith continues to trust God and speak to God and speak his word until that something happens. Fatalism is this. Well, God is in control. Whatever happens, happens because God is in control. If God wants me to have that, then I'll have it. If he doesn't want me to have it, then I won't have it no matter how much I pray, no matter how many promises I claim, because God is in control. That is not faith. I said that is not faith.
Amen.
I said that is not faith.
Amen.
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 If you read your Bible, instead of listening to some of these preachers who sit there and say stuff like that and teach you stuff like that, you will see that faith targets something. Faith looks to a promise from God and claims it and expects it to happen. And when it doesn't happen, it doesn't resolve it by saying, well, God is in control. Maybe it was not his will for me to have that. No, if I don't get what God has promised, then I go to God and find out what is it that I did wrong that kept me from receiving what you promised me. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. And God usually tells me what I did wrong. I go get it right, and I will get the thing that God promised me. Let me tell you a story. Well, I'm telling you more stories than I'm giving you scripture right now. But you need to hear some of these practical things. You need to hear some things from my life. It's not that I'm talking about myself, but if I talk about you, you'll leave. Praise God. So I have to talk about myself, because if I talk about you, you'll get mad at me. Why are you telling all my business in the pulpit, Pastor? I ain't coming back here no more. Some of y'all won't even say nothing. You just won't show up no more. Then when I call you, you won't answer your phone. Oh, I know. I see that's Pastor's number. I ain't answering that. I'm mad at him. He's telling all my business. So I have to talk about myself. Because right? I won't get mad at me. But some years ago, when I was getting out of the Air Force, and my wife and I were trying to find a house. We were looking for a house with specific things. My wife wanted two sinks in the house. I wanted three bedrooms. And in Japan, some of these types of houses are very difficult to find. And we wanted a single house, praise God. We wanted a house with a backyard because we had two little girls and we wanted them to be able to play. So, and so we were looking for the house. We prayed for the house and nothing came about. And my wife worked in a real estate office. So you know, if she can't get a house, the kind of house we want, then you run into a bad situation. Because here she is in the real estate office where she has access to all the housing information. Praise God.
Amen.
And so we kept praying and nothing would happen. And I began to get frustrated. I began to get upset. And then one day, when I was just this close to giving up and saying, you know, maybe God didn't really call me to get out of the Air Force. Maybe I messed up this time. I'm, well, let me just pack my family, let's go back to the United States and try to figure it out from there. The pastor calls me up and begins to pray for me and ask God to help Troy believe you for that house. And so I realized what was happening to me. What I was doing was I was leaving it all up to God and leaving it in his hands, and I was saying, well, if God provides a house, and he'll provide it. If he don't, he won't. You know, but at the same time, I'm saying, God, I need a house, I need a house. And so I realized after he prayed for me where my mistake was. I was making negative confessions. I was saying, well, I don't see anything. What's wrong? Why ain't God doing this shit? I guess it ain't his will. I kept doing that. And but after I got prayed for, I began to speak the word of faith, praise God.
Amen.
I began to say, Father God, thank you for that house. And I came home one day and I said, honey, we got the house. She said, where? I said, it's by faith, glory to God. But we both started praising God, hallelujah.
Amen.
And then it wasn't too long after that that some lady came directly to her office and asked her father to help her rent this house. And the house was exactly what we needed, praise God.
Amen.
And my wife said, hey, we already got the renters for you. Me and my husband. It was exactly what we needed. Now, the only thing was she was trying to charge the rent a little bit higher than what we asked for. So I had to get back into prayer again and start praying, believing God, that she would lower the rent. Well, to make a long story short, she did.
Amen.
Glory to God. It was the exact price we wanted, the exact kind of house we wanted, and in the exact area that we asked for. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why I got to tell you all these things, because what I'm preaching to you, I know is real. What I'm telling you really happens, and that's why I need to share these things so that your faith can be built, so that you can believe God for these type of things too. Glory to God.
Amen.
Don't sit in despair when things ain't happening the way you think they should happen. You need to go before God and engage in spiritual warfare. Tell the devil to get his hands off your stuff and believe God to work miracles in your life, because miracles are for today. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let's look at John chapter 14, verse 12. He says, Jesus says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Now, I want you to notice what Jesus said. He said, he that believeth on me. Say, believeth on me. You see, if you don't believe on Jesus, that's why you're not seeing miracles, praise God. Jesus said that you want to do the works that I do when you believe on me. A lot of people don't believe on Jesus. What does it mean? You might believe in Jesus. You might believe in Jesus' existence, but that's not what Jesus is talking about here. He is talking about a close personal relationship with him. He is talking about somebody who so knows that God is real, who so is so close and so in tune with him that they will trust God no matter what he says and no matter how impossible it seems. Praise God.
Amen.
So you need to underline that word believeth in your Bible and recognize that this is the pathway to miracles. You don't get miracles without faith. Faith is required to appropriate the promise of John 14:12. Let's see if we can find that portion on the screen so that y'all can see it. All right, faith is required to claim John 14:12. And by the way, a lot of these things I teach in my book, Miracles Are For Today. So if you would like a copy of the book, we sell the books in the back for $5. That's a very large discount from what you would find online. And we're selling the books well online, praise God.
Amen.
Amen. We've sold a couple of books this week. We got one person that just bought 5 of our books on divine healing this week. So God, we are moving in the direction of selling books. God is making our books bestsellers in Jesus' name. But however, if you ain't got $5 and you want to read the book and you promise, I mean really promise, like, you know, you gotta cut your finger and let's make a blood covenant. No, I'm just kidding about that part. But if you really want to read the book and you promise that you read it, we'll give it to you absolutely free. Praise God.
Amen.
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 Because my heart is not, my wife wonders why I sell our books even online so cheaply. And I tell her it's not my desire to make money. It's my desire that people read and get blessed. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because God's going to supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. This is the funny thing about the book on divine healing. I offer the book absolutely free on the webpage. They can just download it. And yet people still buying the book. They still buy it. They still pay money for it. So, so the thing is, I know that God will bless us. Praise God. And we got to set up our webpage for PayPal because people want to donate now. They want to donate to the church. And I know Pastor Steve is like, set it up quickly then. Amen. But there's a critic of the charismatic movement, and he wrote this. He said, I do not believe that God uses men and women as human agents to work miracles in the same way he used Moses, Elijah, or Jesus. The reason why this God doesn't see miracles is because he said, I do not believe. Praise God.
Amen.
Jesus said, you got to believe. So this man says, I do not believe, and he just missed the prerequisite, the condition. Remember, we said that you got to meet God's conditions in order to receive his promises. Praise God.
Amen.
This man didn't meet the prerequisite. He said that he does not believe. See, unbelief is the chief cause for the lack of miracles in our day. Praise God.
Amen.
Unbelief is the chief cause. Let's look at Matthew chapter 17. We're just going to look at maybe two scriptures and we'll close this out. But I want you all to get the word of God. I don't want you leaving here without the word of God today. I need for this church to be a miracle believing church. You see, because if that's unbelief present, then we're going to have to run you out like Jesus ran people out when they were in unbelief. So unbelief is the chief cause for lack of miracles in our day. The reason why Rhode Island doesn't see miracles, because they don't believe. They're too busy affirming gay marriages. They're too busy aborting babies. They're too busy doing all kinds of other crazy stuff. But see, you start believing God, you start seeing miracles, praise God.
Amen.
And see, I don't care, you know, I do not care who thinks what they think about me as I speak against these things about homosexual marriages and stuff like that. I don't care. I'm going to be bold about it just like Jesus would be. Amen.
Amen.
If I go to jail, then y'all just pray for me and get me out of jail. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm going to stand for the truth. I'm going to stand for righteousness. And I'm going to stand for my God. And it's going to help somebody out there because somebody needs to know the truth. They can't hear compromise. I can't have you come in here. I could probably fill this church with a lot of people if I just compromise. All I got to do is get on the web and put on our webpage that we affirm gay marriage. I'm sure there's a lot of people that'll come. I can get on our webpage and say, we're okay with abortions. I'm sure people will come. We can do a lot of these things. But we are not here just to fill the room with just anybody, praise God.
Amen.
We want to fill the room with sinners that desire to repent and turn to a life with Jesus Christ. And that's going to work as we believe God for miracles. Have you found Matthew 17?
Yes.
All right, let's look at verses 19 through 20. Let me see if I got it up on the board. Good. It says, then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, why could we not cast him out? What happened was Jesus and Peter and John were up on the Mount of Transfiguration. And Jesus had been speaking to Elijah and Moses about his sacrifice. And then when they came down, the disciples were trying to cast a demon out of some epileptic boy. And they couldn't do it. They just seemed like they couldn't do it. Here, these are guys that have been walking with Jesus for almost 3 years. And they still couldn't work, seem to work miracles. And so Jesus casted the demon out of the boy and got him set free. And so then they came to Jesus later and said, why couldn't we do it? Now, what some theologian would have said was, Jesus would have answered back and said, well, because miracles not for today. I'm God, you're not, so I can do it, you can't. But Jesus didn't say that here, praise God.
Amen.
And earlier he said, if you believe on me, the work that I do shall you do also. In other words, he did not excuse him being God and being able to cast out that demon, and they're not being God, so they couldn't cast the demon out. Jesus told them in verse 20, he said this. He said, and Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief. Say this with me. Say, because of unbelief. Hallelujah. He said, because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible to you. Jesus says, faith, not being God, but having faith. And God will extend his power on your behalf. Praise God.
Amen.
Nothing, nothing will be impossible to you. Nothing will be withheld from you. Well, I don't know what's going on in your life. You may be having difficulty finding the job that you want, but you got to stand in faith. And you can say, nothing shall be impossible to me. I don't care what country you came from, whether you came from Liberia, whether we came from Japan, or whether you came from the ghetto like I did, whether you came from Ghana, Liberia, Nigeria, Zambia, Europe, it doesn't matter where you came from. Nothing is impossible to you. You can succeed in this country. You can succeed in America. You can get the job you believe in God for, praise God.
Amen.
Well, Pastor Troy, I'm believing God to be a CEO of a big company. Good. Believe God, but go to school. Amen.
Amen.
Now, don't believe God for something that you don't do what you're supposed to do, praise God. Some things you need to go to college for. Some things you're going to need to, but believe God to provide you with the finances to take your school, praise God.
Amen.
Amen. But nothing shall be impossible to you. You can, if you got faith, you can move every mountain out of the way. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I believe that's talking about physical mountains and spiritual mountains in your life. Praise God.
Amen.
If it was necessary for me to move a physical mountain out of the way, I believe I could do it. If it was necessary. Now, I'm not going to go out and test God with that. But I've seen so many spiritual mountains move out of my way simply by speaking with authority, the word of faith, and believing on Jesus that I could do the same things that he did. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So Jesus didn't put any kind of theological spin on their inability. He didn't relate any responsibility on himself or on God. He didn't say, well, you know, fellas, God is in control. Maybe it just wasn't your time to cast the demon out. That's why I had to do it. He put the responsibility squarely on them. He told them, it's your fault that you couldn't cast that demon out. It ain't got nothing to do with anything but you and your unbelief. Praise God.
Amen.
See, a lot of people don't like that. They don't want to receive the blame. That's why you always hear that God is in control stuff. That's why you always hear that God is sovereign stuff. God is sovereign, but not the way you make it seem. That's why you always hear that, because people don't want to take responsibility for their own issues and their own reasons why they're not getting from God what they've been praying for. So you need to learn to believe God for miracles, and you've got to stop walking in unbelief. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Let's look at one more passage of scripture and we're going to close out. I don't want y'all falling asleep on me. Wake up. Wake up. Just one more and I'm going to send you home. Turn with me to Mark chapter 16. Very next book after Matthew. I want you to see that these miracles belong to all of you. They belong to everyone that believeth on Jesus. Glory to God.
Amen.
Mark chapter 16. begin at verse 15. We should have it up here. All right. Let me read it to you. And he said unto them, go ye into the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And now verse 17. And these signs shall follow them that believe that God is in control. Is that what that says there?
No.
That's not what it says. It says them that believe. And it stops. Amen. Period. Them that believe. Say them that believe.
Them that believe.
Say them that believe.
Them that believe.
Praise God. These signs shall follow them that believe. Praise God. Amen. Believe in what? In my name. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. Hallelujah. You can speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Praise God.
Amen.
So then the Lord, after that, the Lord had spoken unto them. He was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of the Father. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God will work with you and confirm his word with signs following. You can work miracles today. They belong not to the apostles, not to the prophets, not even to just Pastor Troy. Praise God.
Amen.
Matter of fact, I would not just want them for me. I need y'all to learn to operate in them. I can't go everywhere. I'm not omnipresent, praise God.
Amen.
I work a job right now. I work a full-time job just like you do. I can't pastor full-time right now. Y'all don't pay me enough money. Right now, my salary is zero. The salary I get from the church is zero, so I can't work a full-time job, so I need you to be God's agents as well and go to the hospitals when people are sick. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I need you to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with people and pray for them and expect them to be healed. Now, that being said, don't go out drinking poison just to test this thing. Well, let me drink a cup of asinine and see if this stuff is real. Now, don't do that. But I can tell you, if you accidentally run into a situation, you can trust God. I had a young lady when I was teaching these things back in the 90s at another church in Japan. And I was teaching this stuff right on a Tuesday night Bible study. And a couple of days later, her daughter accidentally ate some cleanser, little baby girl. And so she began to panic. She started getting scared. She was calling 911, and she's also scared that something's gonna happen to her daughter. And then she said the word that I taught came back to her. That you get that if you drink anything deadly, it shall not harm you. So she laid her hands on her daughter and she commanded that comet to come out of her daughter in Jesus' name. And as soon as she did that, the daughter started vomiting. And all that cleanser came out of her system. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. When they got her to the hospital, the doctors couldn't find anything in her. Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
So these miracles are for today. They work for you today. But now don't go testing and trying and taking up serpents. Don't go, well, let me see if this will work. Let me pick up the snake. No, don't be crazy, all right? There's some churches that do that kind of stuff. You know, you come in and they start passing a snake around to see if you're really saved. And if you get bitten and you don't die, then that means you're saved. If you get bitten, you die, you wasn't saved anyway. See, if I went to visit a church and they started passing out a snake, I'm headed to the door. You hear me? I ain't handling those cobras, praise God. But if I'm in a situation where there's a snake trying to mess with me, then I can believe in that word. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. I won't be testing God, but I will when I'm in a situation I can believe God. When there's sick people around, I can believe God to heal them. And I've seen God do some miraculous healings. I've laid hands on people. I've seen cancer healed in the name of Jesus. I've seen the common cold healed in the name of Jesus. Oh, I've seen God do some wonderful, powerful things in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And so God will do it. not just through me, but he'll do it through you. The only reason why I might see more of it than many of you is because I simply believe, and you don't. So start believing, and you might surpass me. Praise God.
Amen.
Jesus wanted us. Jesus actually wanted us to surpass him in miracles. Is that unbelievable? Yeah, it's hard to believe. But Jesus said, not only the works that I do shall ye do, but he said greater. Jesus wanted you and me to surpass him in miracles. That's something. The master, God himself, Jesus. But he said it. If it wasn't in this book, I wouldn't believe it. But because it's in the book, I believe it. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. So the crazy idea that miracles cease when the last apostle died is false, because believers continue to experience miracles. Amen.
Amen.
Stand to your feet. Did you get anything out of this today?
Amen.
Amen. You're going to go out there and start doing some miracles. All right, then just your silence lets me know that I got to teach you a lot more. So we're going to continue this series the next couple of weeks. Hallelujah. Lift your hands up and begin to worship God. Just tell him thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.